This is Eva Herr and Doug Newsom. Thank you, Doug. You're supposed to speak up there.
Well, hi,
welcome
everybody.
To Imagination tonight. The purpose of this program is to promote undividedness and higher consciousness of the masses. Tonight, what we thought we would do is we want to help promote self-awareness on a personal level in daily life. And we have a special guest tonight with us, Kristen. And we are going to be attempting to support some of her personal issues and show her how higher consciousness can help her manage in daily life. Welcome, Christine, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, I understand that you have some issues in your life which we won't directly address here. But what I do want to tell you, first of all, is that there's nothing really happening in our lives to begin with, because we live in a hologram. We're not really here. And I think I mentioned this to you earlier before we came live on the air, in that we live in a hologram. If you take everything that is in physical reality and break it down to the basic structure of life, which is a single hydrogen molecule, one proton, one neutron, and one electron, you take those three particles of mass, the proton, the neutron, and electron, which really aren't particles of mass at all. They're just simply particles stuck together with sticky matter themselves. And put them together in the center, they'll be about 5% of the total circumference of that atom. So if one atom is 5% mass, what else can that make all atoms that are 5% mass? So we really are only about 5% in physical reality. So if we're only 5% in physical reality, who's hurting us? No one. What's going on really is what we perceive is going on. So what you have to do is step out of your body a few feet, observe the events that are happening in your life, because that's all they are. It's virtual reality, like you're watching it on a TV show. You can change the outcomes of these events, you can control your emotions, and you can control your health. Because you are your emotions, and your emotions are your health. So, let's talk about how this happens. The way that happens is when you experience an emotion, and I think we went over that, when you experience a negative emotion, you go down to your gut about 2 inches above your navel. You bring the emotion up into your life, up into your what you're feeling at that very moment, and feel it. Whatever that negative, bad thing that's happening into your life, and you'll feel a subtle awareness that feels something does when a police comes up behind you and turns on the blue light. It'll be much more subtle than that, but it'll be there. And it's that thing which fires neurotransmitters, which subsequently releases neuropeptides that slower the vibration of your body. The particular emotions that you have right now with the event that's going on in your life, I understand you have circumstances going on with your children where you don't have them at the moment. So when you experience this emotion, it causes antigens to be released into your body, which cause the known cause of plaque in your arteries and your heart. So I'm telling you right now, if you spend the next year or 18 months grieving over this, which you have a good right to grieve, by the way, I know, I've been there, you're going to manifest heart disease and high blood pressure. And when you manifest high blood pressure, it affects your pancreas and it affects your kidneys. So you need to get a hold of that right now. And don't react to what's going on in your life. Simply let it be. Because if you took those emotions that come in that you feel down there in your lower gut, your solar plexus, and just let them take a breath and let them flow through like water going through a sieve, then they won't get stuck and you don't have to begin to manifest illness. Now, hold on a second, and I'm going to read for you, okay? We're just going to have to sit silent for a second. I'm sorry.
I'm being silent.
All right. Have you had issues with your mother in your life?
Yes.
All right. You're manifesting uterine problems if you haven't already noticed that. Have you had changes in your bleeding patterns? Yes or no? They should.
Yes.
They probably have increased.
No.
Hmm?
No.
They stopped by themselves. Hold on. All right. Did you resent the way your mother tried to control your life?
Yes.
Okay. I'm telling you, you're manifesting uterine problems. But not only that, you are doing that same thing to your children's life. Whatever you're bringing that pattern of conditioning into your children's life. Okay? Now, what you have to do, first of all, to fix your uterus. And it could be fibroids. It could be cysts. It could be endometriosis. It could be adenomyosis. Whatever it is, the frequency is slowing down. Now, hold on, I hear something. Have you had painful periods in your life?
Not really.
It's either yes or no. It doesn't matter if there was one.
Yes.
Okay. You have to forgive your mother for that, because she did to you what she was taught to do by those before her.
I have forgiven her.
Well, we won't have to go into that tonight, but the way you test if you've forgiven her, because everybody tells me that, the way you test it.
Well, I'm angry with her tonight.
It doesn't matter what you think in physical reality. It matters how your body interprets it. So if your body still holds some resentment, even if you think that you've forgiven her, if your body hasn't figured that out yet, you're still manifesting uterine problems. So to test that, and you may have, I don't know, without spending an hour on the phone with you, the way you test it is you do that little test I gave you. You bring up the things in your life that you hated that went on with her, and you bring up as if you were experiencing it at this moment. And if you get any sense, any subtle sense at all in your abdomen, 2 inches above your navel and about 3 inches in, discounting any body fat, if you feel any subtle sense of heightened awareness, then you have not facilitated the forgiveness you think you have. So it makes you behave that way with your children and with other people, which it keeps the cycle going, so you have to learn to break that cycle.
Can I stop this for a minute? Why don't you say something, Christine? When I looked at my past, before I, you know, enlightenment came, I think I was speaking to you a few days ago, or that I went back and I forgave different events in my lifetime.
Right.
Well, now if I looked at the worst event in my lifetime, which you are aware of, Christine, I feel no emotion towards it.
That's
all
right.
All I feel is happy, giddy to be here in the moment now. So when you look at the situation that you're confronting right now and you have emotion towards it of a negative nature, that's really something you have to forgive and let go of.
I understand that, Doug, but what happened to you a long time ago.
Yes, but
I'm going through it right now.
Right, but what happened to me affected me for almost a decade.
Well, the point here is you have to be able to go down to that space in your abdomen, Christine, and be able to bring up the worst memories that you hate and feel no subtle sense of heightened awareness. When you can do that, then you know you've fully facilitated forgiveness.
But
okay.
I'm going through things right now that I feel angry about with my family.
I don't know. I hadn't gotten that far yet in this reading. That was just the first thing that came up. I don't have any control in the order in which it comes.
Okay.
And when I do readings, I don't know whether they're in the past or whether they're right now or whether in the future. I just know that it is, if that makes any sense. Since time doesn't exist, you know, there is only the moment. I just tap into frequency, so I don't know. I'm just giving you food for thought, so when we hang up the phone, you can think on these things, and you can determine whether you've forgiven. I'm not saying that you haven't forgiven.
And what I'm trying to do...
But that's the test for it. Now, let me finish the reading here. All right. Have you had some milk in the past couple of days, Christine? You know, I told you that I get these check and balance things. So, I'm sorry?
Ice cream.
Okay, it's a milk product. That's exactly right. What I hear in my head is to tell you that the lesson here is about control. Now, hold on. And the reason I ask you if you had milk for the listening audience here is what I hear in my head is, how would we know that she had milk if we didn't know these other things, too? So if we know one thing, then we should know the other things, too. Now, hold on. Let me finish the rest of the sentence. The way this comes into my head, by the way, is it's really a weird way. You know how a ticker tape in a stock market runs and it has those words on it?
Yes.
A ticker tape runs in my head, and I just read the words off. I don't know why it is. That's just the way it is. So let me go to the next thing here. Okay. What I hear in my head is that the lesson here is control. You hate control. How can you know one thing if you don't know the other? It's like the yin and the yang. So you have to know what control is. Obviously, you experience people that control you in your life. But to fully know what control is, you have to know what control is not. So you have to accept that what's going on in here is control. And put into your life, control is not. And accept it and be in the moment and not worry about what happened 5 minutes ago and not worry what's going to happen 5 minutes from now. Accept your life as you take control. Accept your life for whatever it is at this very moment and understand that it's pure consciousness because that's what you are. Your brain has no thinking mechanism in it, and if you don't believe me, go down to your local neuroscience department at some university and ask them. There is no thinking mechanism in your brain, so you are processing the God force.
I believe that. I know.
So if you are processing the God force, that means you are the God force. You are as powerful a being as God himself, though compacted in a human body. So what you have to do, I mean, think about it. You wouldn't stand out in a metal fishing boat in a lightning storm, would you?
I don't know. Well, maybe. I guess I wouldn't.
I mean, the average human being wouldn't do that, and the reason they wouldn't do that is because water conducts lightning. Well, you are in your life, you are, because of thoughts that you've placed out through intention throughout your life. It typically takes thought about 5 to 10 years to manifest into actual physical reality at a normal level of consciousness of about 365 on Hawkins scale. I'm talking about David Hawkins and Power versus Force. So the higher you raise your frequency through meditation and silence, the quicker you can manifest. So you are living now what you have manifested in your past. The way to get out of this is when you think a thought, what happens is an electrical impulse is created, and it jumps from synaptic gate to synaptic gate to synaptic gate. Now, when that lightning bolt strikes that metal fishing boat, that lightning bolt is unaware that there's a metal fishing boat there, and it just strikes a hole right through it. It's strong enough. So when you think a thought, it goes somewhere. You have an electromagnetic field around you that extends about 6 feet, and so that thought runs, that electrical charge from that synaptic gate runs all throughout that electromagnetic field. It doesn't worry that there's a bone in your head. It notices not that bone in your head. It goes out into the world. And see, because thought is energy, energy doesn't stop. It just changes form. It goes out into the world and manifests those things that you think. Now, when you manifest, you must think clearly and focused. Because I hear people saying prayers all the time, you know, and they pray for minutes. And I'm like, what are you doing? You are spreading intent out over 30 minutes. You know, how can it manifest a pure thought and pure intent if you're spreading it out all over the place? Figure out what it is you want and focus on that. I tell people, if you don't like black horses, don't think the thought, I don't like black horses. Because consciousness knows not what I don't like is, but it does know what black horses is. So what you're going to get in your life is a black horse that you don't want. So think about what it is that you want. My children are back. My job is good. As few words as possible so that your intent is as focused as it can be. Because it can't help but happen, because energy doesn't stop, it just changes form. Now, your thoughts, we agree that that lightning bolt's powerful, and we agree that you won't go over into that to the wall and stick your finger in a light socket, right?
Right.
Well, your thoughts are much more powerful than either one of those mechanisms, because your thoughts have something that lightning does not, intent. Lightning just strikes randomly, based on the electromagnetic field of where it is. But you have intent to tell that thought exactly where to go. So now you know how to manifest what it is you want. You know how to live in the moment. You're on the phone with two people who care about you. You're on the phone with two people of higher consciousness. So you think just that. I'm on the phone with two people who care about me. This feels so good to have two people that care about me. It feels so good to look out my window and see the beautiful color of that green on that tree. You don't think about what you have not. You think about what it is that you have in your life at this moment that feels good, so that it distracts you from those things that you have not. And that way you don't have to experience the emotions of those things that you have not. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. And that's what I tried to do.
It's
when I'm alone that I have a harder time.
Well, that's another lesson that I was about to tell you. You don't like to be alone. So how do you learn the lesson of aloneness? Because you can't truly know what something is until you know what it's not. If someone says to you, "Oh, do you like chocolate ice cream?" Well, you don't know that because you've only had vanilla ice cream.
Can I put that in a different context?
Yeah.
I mean, what Eva's trying to say is sometimes the world puts situations in front of you to give you an opposite, so you know what the other side of the coin is. How can you be compassionate if you didn't know sorrow?
So that's right.
In your life, these experiences.
Well, you're just saying empathy, learning empathy from adversity.
Right.
I've learned that 14 years.
But you've not accepted it because you're still experiencing emotion over it.
Yeah, there's...
Well, I'm experiencing something now that I've never experienced before because I've never been without my children.
Right, but you've had other times in your life when you've been alone and you didn't handle it properly then. So every time you don't learn the lesson, it comes back harder. And I'm telling you something, honey.
Well, that's true.
I've been in your shoes, and aloneness...
May I interject for just a second, guys?
Things. Yeah. Hello?
Don?
Yeah, may I interject for just a second, guys?
Yeah.
I can't hear Libby, and I can't hear Doug. And I don't know how to contact you, so I thought I'd jump right in and let you guys know that two of you can't be heard, unless you're speaking up. Okay?
Okay.
Thank
Sorry.
You.
So here's your problem, Christine.
Yes.
You have not learned to be alone, and you and I are very much alike in that, because I don't like to be alone either.
But you know what, Eva? I do. I like to be alone. But right now, I live across the street from. I don't really like to be alone, but I am alone. But I love it when somebody pulls me away from it, because I think too much, and It's easier for me to be alone, but it's more self-destructive.
Ah, that's because what you just said. See, consciousness, people say, what is consciousness? Well, consciousness is those things of love and life. Well, that's exactly what consciousness is not. Consciousness is, how much aware are you of who you are and those things around you? Do not think, and this is the lesson here. It takes a concerted effort to do it. And the way I do it, and I'm having difficulties in my life. I mean, everybody that knows me on the radio around the world knows that I'm here. And so I've been put through these same tests, and I've almost accomplished this goal. The way I do it is when I have a difficulty, I go and lay down on my bed. If you could lay down on the ground outside so that you get that ground energy,
yeah.
Put nothing in your head. I form a black box in my head. Do not allow any thought whatsoever into that black box. Now, that's the hard part. so that you think absolutely nothing you are not supposed to think. Because once you think or place a picture there, then you're manifesting it.
Right. That's why I take sleeping pills.
Oh, that's a bad thing.
I know.
Another thing I'll get into.
Oh, no, it's a terrible thing. But once my head hits the pillow, that's when my mind starts to...
You're hiding. That's why you're manifesting this aloneness, honey.
Well,
you are not facing it.
I have a very good friend that I spend a lot of time with, which is extremely helpful because I don't think about myself.
I hear you, but your goal here... I don't know if you're hearing me, is that you have got to accept aloneness, and when you do, you'll no longer have to be alone again. Things will just pour into your life.
Right. I live across the street from the school where my son goes, and I find that really difficult because every time I look at the school...
I know. I'm telling you, my mother kidnapped my son. He was gone a year. My husband hid my children from me back in April for 6 months. You're talking to a woman that understands. So please listen to me. Just do what I say, even if it means just going through the motions, because it will get you there if you'll do it.
Let me just say this, Christine. When she says you have a black box, not bring any images in your mind, I find that, and not many people can relate to this, but and even knows this, there's a sound that, see, everything works on frequencies, okay? It's sound. And the frequency of all that is has a sound, even though...
Well, she may not have that sound yet. We need to find that out, or she won't know what you're talking about.
Please don't. Yeah, let Eva talk.
So, sorry, Doug. Back to when I was saying go outside, and you can do this right now. Close your eyes, and I want you to take some deep breaths. But I don't want you to blow them out your nose. I mean, really, you have to. I want these breaths to go out your toes. And when you do that, you're going to start feeling a vibrating feeling. And it'll feel somewhat like it does when you have an orgasm, except certainly not that intense at this time until you learn how to really get there with it. But when you do that, that's changing the vibrational frequency of your electromagnetic field. And being on the actual ground helps you to ground it. But you'll feel those toes start to vibrate. And it'll eventually come up to your ankle and start going up your leg. So anytime you feel bad and depressed, force yourself to do this. I don't care if you're driving down. You can do it driving down the car. You can do it at work in your seat. Force yourself to do this breathing exercise and blow that air out of your toes. Do you feel it? Can you feel something, a slight tingling in your toes?
I have my feet up, so I don't know.
Well, you have to put them on the ground to do it. But if you'll do this, this is grounding, and it will help you. But you've got to stop thinking the thoughts, because thinking is what the problem is. You need to walk around dumbfounded and giddy, with no thoughts, just kind of obliterious to the rest of it, because thinking is what's getting you in trouble. Because every time you think the thought, you're manifesting it.
People, I see people, they ask me questions, people are calling me, and I don't want to talk about it, and I tell them I don't want to talk about it.
Well, then say, I'm sorry, I'm trying some mechanisms right now to get control in my life, and what I could use from right now is prayer.
That I do say.
And don't talk about it, because you don't understand that talking about it and placing pictures in your mind is manifesting it.
Right. And I say I don't want to talk about it.
Now, Doug was bringing up this...
I don't want to be rude, but I can't talk about it right now.
So don't. Now, Doug was bringing up... I don't know if... Hold on. Let me just see what your level is. Okay. You may get this sometimes. Occasionally, do you hear this really high-pitched frequency in your head? You might think that it's a transformer or something. You know.
Well, yeah, but I really do think they are transformers. So, yeah.
But do you hear a high-pitched frequency in your head?
Yes.
Sometimes a noise.
Yes.
Does it sound like when you're out in the middle of the woods when it's dead silent, but it's so silent that it's screaming?
I understand what you're saying.
So you hear that noise? Okay, let me tell you what that noise is. That noise is the sound of silence.
Voices.
Well, let's get this point first, because I'll forget to tell you if we don't, if I don't say it.
Okay.
That noise is not generators, and it's not frequency machine. You know, it's not transformers. That is the sound of silence. It is the frequency of manifestation. It was the sound that God heard when there was nothing in the void universe. God focused on that frequency, the sound of silence, and with intent and manifestation began. So you sit in that position like I tell you, blow that air out your toes, and focus on that frequency. Your goal is to hear that sound in your head 24/7. Because that means you've raised your consciousness enough to let it in. You manifest your, you place your thoughts of intent while manifesting, while meditating on that sound of silence. Your manifestations of the things that you want in life will come quickly. But remember, consciousness knows not what I don't want is. So it just manifests whatever pictures or words you place out there. Does that make sense?
It's only good thoughts and only.
That's why a lot of the sages, great people, if they are going to think of anything, they're going to do it with the idea of love, and mainly they're just going to think about love, of being love, expressing love, showing love, thinking love.
Well, that's what I do.
And you have to, you know, just believe me when I say this. I mean, you don't have to believe me, but if you want to get better, you'll believe me, and just force yourself to go through the motions. You are the God force. So that means that everything that happens in your life, including your children being where they are, is perfect. Because what does that allow you to do? It allows you time to tap into consciousness, because to tap into consciousness requires silence.
You know, Christine,
well, now you have so much time to have silence in your life. Use it constructively.
I feel like things happen for a reason. And this is lately the way I've been feeling, is that this is all happening for a reason. And even though I may not know exactly what the reason is right now, I will know.
I told you the reason.
Pardon?
I told you the reason. Control and aloneness are issues with you.
Control and aloneness.
Yeah, you have to accept them and deal with them. When you accept them.
I find my sister extremely controlling. Right now, she's driving me crazy.
So what do you have to do? Say, okay, sister, that doesn't feel good in my life, so I'm going to let you be on the side for a little bit, because I have to have boundaries in my life. And that means that I am taking control, and I am going to have boundaries, and these boundaries are going to be respected. And it's okay for me to do that. I don't have to be a martyr and turn the other cheek.
So what I usually do, though.
So that's what you have to do. But you have to accept that she's also perfect, and that what she's doing is perfect in her life. It's just you don't take it on.
Actually,
you submit to spirit.
Pardon?
Submission is the key. Submit. Imagine yourself floating on a float in the ocean, and you're just submitting to whatever floats in your life, whether it's good or bad. Okay, that's perfect, okay.
You see, Christine,
so
your
just
sister...
Don't let it upset. Just a second, Doug. So don't let it upset me, then?
Exactly. Because, first of all, remember, we're not really here, so your children aren't really gone anywhere, are they? Because we don't... We live in a virtual reality and a hologram.
But I miss them.
I know that. So love them. Love them. Write them letters. Place intent out there, but you've got to detach yourself from the emotion, because all you're doing is manifesting more and making yourself sick, because you're manifesting your health for 6 months from now, right now.
Right. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's how people get cancer, I think.
That's exactly right.
Christine, this is the way I do. Before this experience in my life occurred, what I did was I realized that everybody was me. I didn't even know why I thought that, but I kept on looking at everybody as myself.
You have to speak
myself.
Up, Christine.
Even your ex-husband is you.
That's right.
Everything is you. So how could that there be anything wrong with that? It's just an opportunity to learn from a different part of you.
Well, that's what I tried to tell myself. I tried to tell myself that things have a reason for happening. Things have a reason for being the way they are. And I have a very strong faith, and my faith is telling me that the children will be okay and that there's a life learning lesson here for all of us.
Yeah.
That is. Somebody's trying to teach you to be alone, Christine. And the sooner you accept that, the sooner that consciousness will allow non-aloneness in your life. I heard something on Ken Wilber's site today that I'll share with you. Source is energy. No, it's not a person sitting up there on a throne. So imagine Source, the ultimate energy, like the sun shining out. And you put a board as big as the sky in between Source, the energy that's shining out, and you. And you drill 4 billion holes in it, because that's about how many people are in the world right now. And Source shines through those 4 billion holes and makes 4 billion different people. There are four billion different people, but they're still all Source. The only thing that separates them is the holes. Does that make sense?
Well, it makes sense, but I'm not sure what you mean. But where you
because we are one.
Pardon?
We are one. And you are just an extension of that one that
right.
needs to learn aloneness. And the sooner you accept that and stop experiencing emotion over it and think that it's perfect and you can be happy and living in aloneness without those things that you want, the sooner they'll come back into your life. Now, I told you earlier what I think that they're going to be gone.
But if I think more positively, I can bring them back sooner?
You've got to accept that they're gone and that it's perfect.
Okay.
And that you're happy the way you are.
And that your ex-husband is perfect. And what he's done is perfect. And the situation you're in is perfect.
I have to
perfect.
Think that it's perfect?
Yes,
it's perfect.
Because it is. It's God. Do you think God's not perfect?
I think God is perfect.
Well, your husband is God, too.
Well, let me put it to you this way. If I put Hitler right in front of you right now, Christine, Hitler, would you kill him?
I wouldn't kill him.
Well, you know what I'd do? I'd grab him and I'd hug him like a brother because he's perfect. That is where you need to get with the people that create dissonance in your life.
He is perfect.
He's perfect in consciousness and the things that he did. He really did nothing because we're not here to begin with. But what he did, he had learning experiences, and all the people he did things to had learning experiences.
And those learning experiences went on and taught a lot of other people learning experiences.
Well, I'm not here to judge him. But I'm also not here to give him a big hug and say, you're a great guy.
Christine, you, all part of God is one. There is no, you can't say this is bad and this is good. You can't do that.
It's the yin and the yang, the contraction and expansion of the universe.
Well, you'll always experience life in a good and bad world.
But I don't do that, Doug.
And how could, look, how could
what
you...
What I'm trying to explain, Christine, I'm not getting, what I'm trying
I'm
to say is...
I'm telling you, I miss my children.
I know that, but you also, right now, I believe you have angst for part of the family. Your family, that's your stepmother,
I raised
your...
my boys my whole life. I miss them, okay?
Right, okay. Let's focus on how to help alleviate your pain, okay? Every time you experience this pain, it's because you are experiencing the past.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So live, I mean, I'm telling you, this is
I'm
a forced thing that you have to do. Just do it because I say it, honey, and you'll be better in a few days, in a few weeks. Live in the moment. Go, whenever you start missing them, find something to do.
That's what I've been trying to do.
Wash your dishes. And man, I want you to focus on those dishes and make those the cleanest dishes you've ever washed. And then as soon as you get through with that, I want you to go sweep the floor. And I want that floor to be perfect. Then go wash your car. Then go till your garden. Keep your mind occupied and focus only in the moment on what you're doing, scrubbing that floor, rubbing that dishcloth across that plate in the sink. But do some things like this. I want you to get some essential oils. Rose is good because it's the highest vibrating frequency. Drop it on a light bulb. Go to Crabtree and Evelyn. I don't know if you have those. Crabtree and Evelyn will work. That's the one I happen to use. Drop it on your light bulb. Let it smell up your whole house. Then go get a box of table salt. Pour a box of table salt into your bath water. Then get some more table salt, and I want the water to be hot, and I want your apartment to be cool. Pour some of the salt into your washcloth, and spend time rubbing that washcloth across your skin and focusing on how it feels. This feels so good to me.
So?
This smell of the rose smells so good to me. You focus on those things you are doing at the moment, and you will teach yourself to live in the moment. It's a way, I'm not saying forget about your children, I'm teaching you to live in the moment, because that's the only way you can deal with the myths of your children.
Now, is there any questions that you had, Christine, on your mind that you were curious to know, or questions of health, or questions of enlightenment, or questions of any nature that you would, you've got an opportunity to ask anything now.
And speak up if you do, because we can't hear you.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, okay. I wondered about seeing the words that, as I'm seeing them, I either hear them at the exact same time, and it happens all the time. And I wrote this one down just because it just happens to me so often. I was writing something. I wrote down the word center. And
what was the word? I'm sorry.
Pardon?
What was the word?
Center.
Okay.
And then somebody on the television said center.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my hands up in the air, and I looked up, and I went, this is so funny. Because it had been about the fifth time that day, and it happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person on the television said, this is not a coincidence.
I'll tell you exactly what that means.
It happens.
Go on.
Tell me if it's wrong or not. I think that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, and that what is where I am in my life is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Well, that's because consciousness is perfect. But I'm going to tell you what that literally means. See, I'm not very woo-woo, as you can probably figure it out. I'm more into quantum physics and what is. I'm just not woo-woo. And what that is, if you'll go onto Doug's website, I've posted this thing on there called Ascension, Cohesion, and Multiple Universes. Now, everything is about frequencies. We've agreed upon that. And each frequency, if you could see consciousness, you would see frequencies and colors, because, like the rainbow, they're frequencies. That's what they are.
Right.
And that's what you are. It's frequencies.
Just a second, Eva.
Yeah.
If something's got a lower frequency, it's more dense.
That's right.
If it's got a higher frequency, it's more like light.
The lower the look at that thing on there. The colors don't really matter. What does matter is that there are lines of frequency that go across horizontally, and that's what forms physical reality, horizontal lines of frequency. Another thing on there called vertical ascension, and it's in a pyramid shape. What that's trying to tell you is the closer your consciousness is to the center of that pyramid, because your consciousness goes ascension up. Horizontal lines of frequency are physical reality. So the closer you are to the center of that pyramid, the more cohesion you have within your molecular structure of your consciousness. The more cohesive your electromagnetic field is, the less spread out it is, the more focused it is. So when you have less cohesion, your thoughts are more all over the place.
Right.
You're less
okay.
able to focus. You're less grounded. You can't make decisions easily. You can't do those things that you need to do, and the things that you do aren't things of great, great force,
right.
you know?
Right.
So the more centered you can get your consciousness, the more cohesive your consciousness is, the more quickly you'll be able to make decisions in your life that actually matter. The more easily you can raise your consciousness, because the more you raise your consciousness, the more you can hear. Right now you're getting in one word at a time.
No,
that's how it came into me, one word at a time. So the more you...
I sometimes I get sentences.
Well, somebody's trying to tell you something. Listen. That is the voice of all there is. Listen to that.
And it is your own voice, Christine. In
it is the
way.
Consciousness of
voice.
All there
I
is.
Voices. And you know, I said center, and then they said center. This has been going on for months.
That's the way you learn how to channel. I mean, it starts out slowly like that. It comes in originally like, oh, my God, that's the perfect idea, for a perfect solution for this idea. You know how you hear it in your head, but it's silent?
Yeah.
Well, that's the way you start to channel.
Like a loud voice.
What?
Sometimes I hear a very loud voice, and it's a man's loud voice.
Well, it doesn't matter whose voice it is. It matters that it's coming in.
But it's within your head, correct?
Yes,
that's the consciousness of all there is. Let it happen. Practice doing that, because before you know it, you can dialogue with it. That's what happened to me.
Practice doing what, though?
I
don't understand it. And I put my hands up in the air, and then the person on the TV went, this is not a coincidence. And then I went,
Christine,
why?
Christine,
that same thing happened to me. I didn't believe it.
You can't have awareness. Does not mean knowledge. Awareness happens.
Knowledge
comes later.
I'm asking a question.
Yes, but I'm trying to explain
it.
When you say you don't know what it means,
yes.
You don't need to know what it means yet.
Well,
it will come. Knowledge comes after awareness.
Hold on a minute. When this first happened to me, I was in the same boat as you. So I said, I don't believe this. This is bull. I want absolute. So I kept expecting to hear the words absolutely on the radio or absolutely on the television or something like that. So I'm driving down the road one day going to downtown to Atlanta, and I look up, and there's a billboard. It's yellow with black letters, and it didn't say absolute like the vodka like some of those signs say. It said absolutely. And I went, oh, my God. It heard me.
5 times a day.
So what you do is, you start listening to that. You ask a question. You place a question of thought out there. And then you start watching and listening, and you'll get another sign just like that. Another TV show thing will say, or another something on the radio, or some friend will say something. And you keep listening to that, and then when you get that answer, you place another question. And before you know it, within about 6 months, you'll literally be able to say, blah, 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 and as soon as you ask the question, the answer will be back. Then you can ask another. You can literally dialogue in your head. You do it right now. You just don't realize it. You don't believe that it is what it is.
So the answer comes into my own head?
Yes. It can. I mean, right now you're not accepting that answer, so it's coming on the television and it's coming on the radio or wherever. But your goal is to raise your consciousness enough to let it come. You know, when you have an idea, you go, what am I going to do about this project at work? So you start thinking about it. Well, the next thing you know, you have an idea for a solution. What do you think that is?
Pardon?
It's consciousness.
Well, I pray about it, and then I go, and then I'm silent, and then I just say that I'm not going to answer it, but God's going to answer it.
Well, you are God, honey, so you can answer it.
I don't believe that.
Well, you are.
You are.
Well, I don't believe
you're pure. Listen.
I'm not infallible. The only person that's infallible is God. Stop laughing.
What is God? Remember, I said God is consciousness. You have no thinking mechanism in your head. So what are you if you're not processing consciousness of all there is?
I'm part of God. God created me.
You're a piece. But you have knowledge. You have access to the knowledge of everything God has. I'm telling you.
I agree that we need to channel more. We need to listen. We need to listen more, and we need to love unconditionally. I believe all those.
Well, it's like this: the more you raise your consciousness, the higher your frequency in hertz, the more you hear.
Yes.
And I compare it like this: compare consciousness to the skin of a horny toad, compared to the skin of a human being. Okay, you see how much more dense the skin of a horny toad is compared to yours? That's because it vibrates at a much lower frequency than you do, which also means that you can sit there all day long and talk to that horny toad, and he ain't going to get it. But you understand that he's not going to get it. But he has no idea that you're even trying to communicate with him because his frequency is so much lower than yours. Which is the same as saying, people that have become enlightened to people that are not enlightened, it's like we feel like we're talking to telephone poles, and the people that are the telephone poles think that we're a know-it-all. Well, wake up, people, because people that have become enlightened do know-it-all. So you can sit there and argue all you want to, and I'm going to go, okay. But you are God, honey, and you can sit there and say what you want all day, and I'm going to say okay and smile at you.
Can I say
because
this?
One day you're going to wake up, something's going to happen, and you're going to have a shift in your consciousness like what happened to Doug, and you're going to go, oh, my God, why did I make a fool out of myself and say that? You are God, and you are all powerful.
Christine. I got to say a couple things, Christine.
And we got about 5 minutes, folks.
If you were to look, and if you want to know what God is, picture yourself in front of yourself, infinitely bigger. But that's you, that's God, just bigger.
What?
You picture yourself in front of yourself. Now imagine yourself, the person you're picturing in front of yourself, which is you, a million times bigger, infinitely bigger. Well, that's God.
Well, it's just all about frequencies, you know.
Here's something else I want to explain to you, Christine.
I don't believe that I am God. Stop trying to convince her, Doug.
She is where she is, and she's going to believe, and that's perfect for where she is. Do you believe that you're God?
Please. There's a videotape that I think everybody, every part of the listening audience should get. It's called What the Bleep Do We Know? Okay, What the Bleep Do We Know? Go to your local video store and get that. There's also something everybody should know. It's kinesiology.
That's right.
Your body knows more than you do, literally, because it's not confused by the thinking mechanism on the top of your shoulder.
Your body is made up of electricity, as you can almost do.
What do you think God is, Christine?
Well, God is probably.
He's electricity.
What is he, Christine?
But I'm not the same.
Yes, you are. What do you think happens when you die?
What is God to you, Christine? Did you put a picture to it? Is he a man sitting over a globe with a crown on his head? I want to know what God is to you.
Whatever I picture him to be is irrelevant.
No.
Well, we got to wrap this up, guys. God is consciousness of all there is. And a little piece of flesh has wrapped around a piece of that consciousness with the knowing taken away. When you die, that body drops away and you return to the knowing. And it doesn't matter whether you believe whatever anybody believes, because it is, and you will know. But do believe that you are a powerful, magnificent spiritual being, and that you do have the power to manifest those things in your life of love and happiness by living in the moment, by raising your consciousness, and by meditating to that sound of silence with no thought.
That I understand.
Now take these. Oh, and one more thing before we hang up. I recommend a book called Power versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins. You might get some information out of there that you can use. You are perfect, honey. You are perfect. You're a wonderful, powerful, loving human being. I thank you for coming on our show. I hope something that we've given you will take away today and help you. And if you have any questions later, pick up the phone and call me.
Okay.
My friend.
I want to thank everybody, and Christine, I want the world out there to know that from as long as I've known you, which is a decade now, you've always done something to help people. You work in hospitals, you work with angels and crosses, and you've always been the sort of person which I've admired and loved and cared about deeply, and I'm very proud to have you on the show, and thank you very, very much, Christine.
Well, thank you for having me.
I want to say one thing, too. Doug probably wouldn't be so hard on normal listeners that call in. But Christine is a personal friend of Doug's for a long time, so there was like some familiarity getting involved here.
Yes.
So just know that.
And when I get, I'm not really annoyed with him, because I know he really does care about
it. That's right, he does. All right, honey, agape, my friend.
Agape.
Thank you very much.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.